Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
And our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, 24 to 30, and 36 to 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. Then the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in the gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first, bind them in bundles to be burned, and gather the wheat in my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And the disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The ones who sow the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they'll collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they'll throw them into the furnace of fire, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." I know people say, does anybody remember what Joseph's job was? I know that's more of a Christmas in July, but what job was Joseph, Jesus' dad? Carpenter, right? Yeah, right? We all heard he was a carpenter. But it's so interesting because Jesus, when he's talking in these parables, he never talks about making a table, the parable of making a three-legged table, right? He's always talking about farming for some reason. This is the second parable in a row where Jesus is talking to us about farming. And as I thought about the passage this morning, dandelions came into my mind. I find dandelions to be the most intriguing thing. And you're probably thinking, what kind of person is intrigued by dandelions? I am the kind of person who is intrigued by dandelions. I just don't understand why we call dandelions, even as a kid, I never understood, why do we call them weeds, right? We can do so much with them. Here's a short list. Maybe you know this, but this is a short list of the benefits of dandelions. Your immune system. Animal studies show that dandelion boosts immune function and fights off microbes and fungi. Dandelion leaves, flowers, and roots, all edible. Did you know that? All right, we're going to keep going until I find there's going to be something you didn't know. They have a slightly bitter flavor that can be minimized by harvesting them in the fall or the spring. Cooking cuts the bitter flavor and through the leaves make a great addition to raw salads. They're a digestive aid. Kidneys. The weed-like superfood is a diuretic and that helps the kidneys clear out waste, salt, and excess water. This inhibits microbial growth in the urinary system too. That's too much information, maybe. Liver. Dandelion is shown to improve liver function by removing toxins and reestablishing hydration and electrolyte balance. Antioxidants. Don't worry, I only have 10 more to go. Every part of the dandelion plant is rich in antioxidants that prevent free radical damage to cells. I don't even know what this means, but it sounds good. Slowing down the aging process in our cells. Dandelions are the fountain of youth. Cancer. Dandelion acts against cancer to slow its growth and prevent its spread. The leaves are rich in, like I said, antioxidants and phytonutrients that combat cancer. Diabetes. High blood pressure, cholesterol, gallbladder inflammation. Dandelion helps with all these things. Now, does that sound like a weed thing to be doing? Right? Doesn't that sound like a good thing? Like all those things are good things. They're all helpful. As some people have aptly put, weeds are just plants growing where you don't want them growing. Now, in this parable, Jesus is talking about a specific kind of weed. It's called darnel, and it's not this sweet, lovable weed like dandelion is. This weed is bad news. It's a type of weed that grows, but it looks exactly like wheat. It's very tricky. If you eat it, it's slightly poisonous, it causes dizziness, sickness, and is slightly narcotic. It tastes bad as well. And this was a real problem that Jesus is talking about in his time. If you sowed darnel into their field, it was a crime punishable under the Roman law. As a farmer, by the time you could tell the difference between the good wheat and the darnel, the roots were already intertwined, and you could not take them out without doing damage to the good wheat. Farmers had to wait until the end to separate them, because at that point you could tell which was the weed, which was gray, and the wheat was not, so they hired people to separate them out. Wheat was saved, and darnel was used to be burnt. They used it for firewood. Wheat and weeds growing together, and this, as Jesus puts it, is a metaphor for the kingdom of God in this world. The field is this world, and the wheats and the weeds are growing together. The weeds and the wheats living their lives together. In this world, there are those who seek after the things of God and those who don't. This is just wheat and weeds in God's field. So this begs a simple question this morning after the lecture on dandelions and its health benefits. The question for us this morning is, are we wheat or are we weeds? I think we can agree for the most part that we want to be what? We want to be wheat, right? I mean, based on the story, we don't want to be the weeds because bad things happen. They get burned up, they get destroyed. We don't want to be that, right? We want to be the wheat. But the wheat is, as it says in verse 43, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. We want to live in God's giant barn where we're safe and loved. We want to shine like the sun. So if this parable does anything, and parables have lots of different meanings, but what it does is it warns us about a few things. It warns us that in our life of faith, there's things out there that want us to fail. There's a power that wants us not to live for God, that wants us to be weeds, to be destructive, to be unhelpful, to not do good. Weeds spread fast, and weeds want more and more weeds. There is a power whose benefit it is to making things hard for those who are trying to do good in the world. Even if we want to be wheat, this power is working against us. Evil at work in the world. Evil placed in our way so that we don't maybe choose right. In India, it's actually a curse that can say, I hope you sow bad seeds. They would do this, scatter bad seeds to ruin people's livelihoods. Something wanting us to be a part of the harvest that is judged because they don't want to be alone in destruction. The Dark Knight, which is a great superhero movie. I don't know if anybody likes superhero movies, but I do. And Alfred is talking to Batman about the Joker, this character who is an awful, awful person. But he tells a story about, he's trying to explain about what this weed kind of mentality is, somebody who is a weed in the world. And he told a story about somebody was stealing precious gems, and they could never find the person who did it. And eventually they came into a village and they found a boy playing with this gigantic ruby about the size of his fist. He had found it in the garbage. The thief didn't care about the money. The thief was just stealing the rubies and throwing them away because all he wanted to do was just steal. All he wanted to do was just be destructive. Alfred says, some people just want to watch the world burn. And so this is what this weed mentality is. Some people want chaos. Some people want life hard for other people because maybe they feel like their life is hard. Maybe they do it to you because you go to church or you love God or they just want to drag you down when all you want to do is lift up. They block you at every step, make the little things more difficult than they need to be just because they can. And I'm sure that we've seen this, but this is the way of the weeds. Or maybe you're feeling good, and another thing about this is, you know, maybe you're having a good day and all of a sudden you get in your car, and maybe this is just me, but you turn it on and what happens? A little check engine light comes on. Anybody out there? Can I get a hype? Yeah, right? Okay. I thought it was just me. So I get in the car and I'm feeling really good, and I turn that on and be like, is this bad? Is my car going to blow up, or can I keep going? You know, like, so things, there's things that are, maybe your favorite dish, you get up and your favorite dish breaks, or, you know, you get some bad news, anything like that. The system of evil is trying to take your joy away. It's trying to make things hard for you. There's a system of evil that worked against Jesus, and it's working against us. Especially when we're on the right track, when we're making good things happen. Weeds are out there, no doubt. The second thing that it kind of warns us about, that it's extremely hard to tell who is in the kingdom and who's not. Even Jesus says that. You can't tell the difference between the wheat and the weed until the harvest. We're all growing up together, start out looking the same. Weed looks like wheat and vice versa. Having lived in China, China's well known for having some of the best and worst fakes of every single kind of item you can imagine. Truly, it's the knockoffs are everywhere. And in China, I saw so many iPods. So many. One day I went into the store and I asked, how much is this iPod? You know, because iPods are pretty expensive. And he said, you know, it was equivalent of $4. I was like, ooh, I'm going to buy this. I can't not buy this iPod. It might be fake, but I'm going to buy it anyway. And I got it home and it was just an empty shell of an iPod. I was shocked, excited, and intrigued by it. And I got home and it didn't do anything except look like the empty shell. See, we can't really tell that iPod. I couldn't tell by looking at it whether it was a real iPod or not. It was until I got home that I could look at it a little bit closer and realize that I had been, I had to take that chance. It was just too good of a deal to pass up. We cannot really tell the good from the not so good. Something or somebody might look the real deal. It might be just a weed, like the same thing with the iPod. We cannot tell by looking or even sometimes by the way people act because we don't know people's hearts. So if that's the case, then the parable warns us that we can't judge anybody. What we think are weeds may well turn out to be wheat in the kingdom of God and vice versa. A pastor friend told me about in the church he served in the Midwest, there was a person that everyone thought gave the most money to the church. So everything they said, people kind of listened to what they had to say. But it turned out that they actually gave the least amount. But everyone assumed that it was. And this is wheat kind of posing, a weed posing as wheat. You never know. And it's not just, you know, found out in the world, but there are weeds and wheat in the churches too. Yet as people grow, it might become or could become more obvious, but it's not for us to judge. We don't have that. God takes care of all those things. All we can do is try to be the best that we can be. We don't look around and label, right, and say, oh, that person's wheat, yeah. All right, or you kind of look over and be like, oh, that, I don't want to point at anybody because it'd be, pastor pointed at me when he said weed, and you know, I'm not saying that, but you know, it's not our. It's not for us to look around and say, oh, what's that person, you know, is that person believing? Is that person a Christian or not? It's not for us. We all have, people have different tests on who is and who isn't, and they have litmus tests and sacred cows and things like that. But the most important thing is that it's not ours to do. All we do is take care of ourselves. All we do is worry about our own life and choosing to do the best that we can. As William Barclay puts it, no one sees only a part of a thing can judge the whole. And no one who knows only a part of an individual's life can judge the whole person. See, the parable is the work. In this parable, the workers want to remove it right away. But the judge says no. The person says wait. Wait until the end and it'll all become clear. So the question this morning is, are we weeds or wheat? And how can we know for sure which one we are? Can we know for sure? I feel like the truth is, through the course of the day, some days we can be either. We can hinder the growth of others around us. And later that same day, we can be glowing examples of doing the things that God has for us. I think the fact that we're asking the question or are worried about it means that we're probably on the right track, right? That we're probably trying to be more like the fact that we're asking if we're wheat or weeds probably means that we're heading towards wheat, right? I don't think weeds would be worried about what they were doing or who they were. I think we're also called to be different. We're also supposed to be, you know, at the end of it, we see that people live differently, that the wheat is different than the weeds by the end. And I think we're called to live that out. We're called to pursue things that are of God. There's a great book by Stanley Hauerwas and William Willimon called Resident Aliens. If you haven't read that, but it's, the idea is that all Christians in this world are resident aliens, that we're in an outpost and we're kind of going into the world and telling people about the kingdom of God and that we're reaching out to people and tell them about this kingdom that we're a part of. And so we need to look a little bit different, but we also need to care for people and love them. And then Peter also talks a lot about this too, that being a wheat and not being a weed is pursuing it to the very end, is running the race of faith to the very, very end. God knows, and we're called to live a life of holiness, but we want to be wheatly, Yeah, not a word, but I've just made it up. We want to be as wheatly as possible. 2 Peter 1:10 to 11 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. If you practice these qualities, you'll never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Peter was concerned with finishing his race well. Peter was concerned every single day, and Paul and all people of faith are concerned every single day of trying to be as wheatly as possible. So brothers and sisters, this parable is sort of a wake-up call. Honestly, we need to ask ourselves this morning, which one do I want to be? As I grow, is it obvious that I belong to God? Am I doing things that are of the kingdom of God? Or is it apparent that I'm following and doing something else? Am I bringing life and joy, fruits of the Spirit, or do I not see those kind of things? You know, this might sound harsh to our ears this morning, but Jesus is very clear here that there are two types of seeds, his and those belonging to something else. But the good news is we can always start every day fresh. Every night we die, and every morning we're resurrected as we wake up, and we can start moving in any direction that we want to move. We can shine, grow, learn, and love, being the best wheat that we can, even if we're surrounded by weeds and surrounded by things that are trying to hold us back or trying to hinder us. And we don't need to worry about judging who other people, what their beliefs are, or what they're doing. We can love them and care for them and be really, really focused on how am I doing? What am I doing today to actively combat evil? What am I doing to combat injustice in the world? What am I doing to show whoever I come in contact with that God loves them, and because God loves them, I love them? Knowing that all that is not right, those who are weeds, we know and trust that their time will come and we don't have to worry about that. And God will make all things right, so all we do is we tilt our lives towards the Son that is God, and we just build our life around that.